Chapter 3. Captain Sutter's Cannons. Each night, Sutter's boats pulled up to the riverbank, and Sutter explored the wilderness. On the 8th afternoon, the boats anchored at the meeting point of the Sacramento and American rivers. About 200 Miwa, Miwa, and Maidu, Maidu, Indians were there on the riverbank. Sutter thought they might attack, but the Indians were peaceful. A little way up the American River, Sutter's crew unloaded their boats. The next morning, to say goodbye to the crew that had sailed them up the river, Captain Sutter fired a salute. It was the first gunfire in the Sacramento Valley. Indians came running to discover the reason for the sound. Deer and elk darted in fear. Wolves and coyotes howled in the woods. Hundreds of water birds gathered into flocks and flew wildly over Sutter's camp. The boat crews cheered. They were happy, because to them, this was the sound of the future coming to California. Caption: Weapons were the most important trade items in the Wild West. For the next year, Sutter organized workers. By winter, he had an adobe home. A road cut through the forest to the river. A boat landing was built on the river bank. By spring, Sutter was ready to plant wheat. Most of the workers were Indians. They were the ones who laid the adobe bricks, as Sutter made the plans. Caption: It is hard to imagine the Sacramento Valley the way Sutter saw it when he first arrived. Feature box: Maidu lifestyle. Maidu people lived in the Sacramento Valley thousands of years before anyone else. Their homes were partly underground, with square holes at the top. Acorns were the most important part of the Maidu diet. They also picked berries, fished, and hunted rabbits, elk, and deer. Hides provided material for moccasins and clothes. Maidu lifestyle changed after the European people arrived.